Well, today we're going to discuss a question submitted by one of the visitors to our website, spiritandtruth.org. And the question concerns whether or not the false shepherd or foolish shepherd of Zechariah 11 is one and the same as the false prophet mentioned in Revelation 13, specifically Revelation 13, 11. You will recall there's three different key mentions. There's this false shepherd and, or foolish shepherd in Zechariah 11. And then Revelation 13, 1, there's the beast, the primary beast, which most would say was the Antichrist. And then a little bit later in the same passage, Revelation 13, 11, you see a false prophet arise. So the question is, how does the false shepherd relate to the Antichrist or the false prophet? And the questioner is suggesting that the false shepherd of Zechariah 11 should be understood to be the false prophet of Revelation 13. So let's take a look at some of the issues involved there. So first we'll start off by looking at the question. We are aware from Scripture, Zechariah 11, 4 through 14, that Israel has rejected her worthy shepherd for the worthless one, and God will send Israel a false Messiah from which God has said, and now this is a citation from Zechariah, "For behold, I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will neither care for the lost, nor seek the young, nor heal the broken, nor sustain the healthy, but he will devour the choice sheep and tear off their hooves." And then the question has to do with, well, I don't hear many teachers or theologians who have clearly made that line of distinction between the false prophet here, I think they mean the false shepherd, whom God will raise from the land of Israel in Zechariah 11, and the beast who comes up out of the sea in Revelation 13. As it stands, many teachers equate these two characters as being one and the same. So in other words, they're saying, well, a lot of teaching I hear when people mention the foolish or worthless shepherd in Zechariah 11, they seem to think that that's a reference to the Antichrist, which is the beast of Revelation 13:1. But the foolish shepherd is in the land, and the Antichrist comes up out of the sea. And so maybe they're different. So then they mention, let's compare notes with that of Revelation 13:1, and then it quotes Revelation 13:1, where it talks about the dragon stands on the sand of the seashore, and out of the sea comes this first beast. And so this beast having 10 horns and 7 heads, and this is what most of us would say was the Antichrist. And so since it comes up, you know, out of the sea, there's an emphasis there on the idea of a Gentile origin. And then the questioner cites a comment by Andy Woods, which I think is accurate. Dr. Andy Woods gave an interesting view, and I quote, "What is the sea? The sea many times in the Bible represents the great mass of humanity, the great mass of the human race. Isaiah 57:21 says, but the wicked are like the tossed sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up refuse and mud." That's how God looks at human history with the Gentiles in control. It's a bunch of refuse and mud. It's just constant churning. And these four beasts are coming up out of the sea. So that's the four beasts that he's referring to are the ones in Daniel 7, which there's a parallel, of course. So the sea does generally refer to the mass of humanity, and often with a Gentile orientation to it. And so the person goes on to say, and I would agree with all that, and then the person goes on to say, now that that's been established, why isn't there a distinction made? And that is that the false prophet of Revelation 13:11 is the same false shepherd that God said he would raise from the land in Zechariah 11, and that land is Israel. Okay, so they're saying, well, if the false or foolish shepherd in Zechariah 11 is in the land, and the false prophet of Revelation 13:11, who comes along after the Antichrist, if he's out of the land, then how come they're not the same. Instead, people seem to think the foolish shepherd is Antichrist. She goes on to observe, and I've put this in green because I'm going to return to this citation or this idea. I found only one man from my studies who makes the distinction, and he was Merrill Unger. And then she has a citation from his book, Zechariah, Prophet of Messiah's Glory. And the citation is, moreover, the raising up of the shepherd in the land can only refer to Israel's land contextually, but does not rule out the foolish shepherd's sway far beyond this limited sphere. And so there's the citation saying that, you know, the foolish shepherd in the land, it refers to Israel's land. And so that is probably the idea that it's the same as maybe the false prophet who comes up in Revelation 13:11, out of the land. So let's look at this a little more detail. We'll start off by just looking at the passage of the foolish shepherd in Zechariah 11. And the Lord said to me, next, take for yourself implements of a foolish shepherd, for indeed I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that still stand, but he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. The sword shall be against his arm and against his eye, and his arm shall completely wither, and his right eye shall be totally blinded. Now you might recognize this part about the right eye and a sword against his arm, because you've probably heard a number of teachers reference that as a possible way in which the Antichrist would be suffer some wound. So I've put some colors on some of the words, the key phrase there, starting in verse 16, for indeed I will raise up a shepherd in the land. And the reason I put those colors there, we'll see in the next slide, is I'm going to correlate them with the Hebrew, or actually, the Hebrew behind this, and we can take a look at it a little more closely. So let's do that. So as you can see here, I've got the same passage now, and I've put the Hebrew down below and showing the correlation. So Hebrew, of course, reads right to left, and verse 15 in the English text happens to be verse 16 in the Hebrew text here. So the phrase for indeed is this ki hine in the Hebrew, and then I will raise up is this word the phrase Anoki Makim, this green, I will raise up. And then the next word, shepherd, is Roye. And then we get in the land, which is Ba'aretz. Ba'aretz. So notice it's in the land. Now, that Ba'aretz word is actually made up of two different words. One that's the Ba comes from what typically people describe it as bow when it stands alone, the bait, the letter B, that what we would call B, this bait here. And it's a preposition to the land Eretz, which is land here, which means, in this context, I would agree with Merrill Unger, it's referring to the land of Israel. So bow is a preposition that normally means in or with, but here it's speaking in the land. So this, God's going to raise up this foolish shepherd in the land, and it's speaking of an area of influence or his area of operation in the land of Israel. So if we were to contrast that, let's look at some other passages in the Old Testament where beasts or entities arise from places. In Daniel 7:3, we have a similar situation where beasts are arising. Four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. Notice that these beasts come up from the sea. And here, and again, I have, in this case, it's Aramaic, but min is the preposition for from. Notice it's different than in the land. It's from the sea, min. It's not bo, or the equivalent in Aramaic. It's min. Min yama. So That's the four great beasts that come up from the sea in Daniel 7. And if we look at a similar passage a little bit later, Daniel 7:17, referring to the beasts now as kings, those great beasts, which are four kings now, which arise out of the earth. And notice again, men is the preposition. It's not bo or ba, ba'aretz. It doesn't say ba'aretz, or the equivalent. It says men, out of, from. So men means out of and from. And so both of these cases where it's talking about origin, arising, it doesn't say in the land. It says out of the earth or out of the sea. And also notice that these same great beasts, which it says are out of the sea, also later are said to be four kings out of the earth. So that's another topic for another time. But the point I'm trying to get at here is when you look closely at the prepositions that are involved, and you can see it in the English easily enough too, is that the foolish shepherd is in the land. God raises him up in the land. And the what we'll see in a minute is, you know, here in the Old Testament, when things arise out of the earth, where it's talking about origin, it doesn't use ba or bo, it uses men. So now let's go over and look at the actual false prophet in Revelation 13. And this is the second beast that shows up in Revelation 13 in verse 11, the false prophet out of the earth. I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And again, notice that we have a different preposition. Of course, this is Greek. But instead of ice, which would be in, or other words that would be with or by, we have this word ek. Ek, out of. It's basically the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew men, from or out of, depending on the context. So in both cases, when in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament, where it's referring to origin or place that these entities arise from, it doesn't use ba or bo. It uses min in Hebrew or ek in Greek. And both of those are the opposite direction. They're not in, they're out. So that is something to keep in mind. So I think that's my first answer would be, why don't theologians automatically say that the false prophet of Revelation 13 is one and the same as the foolish shepherd of Zechariah 11? It's because one comes out of the land or the earth, and the other one is raised up in the land, which is to say that he's going to have influence there. It doesn't necessarily say that's where his origin is from. So I think people are paying attention to that difference in the prepositions, and they also see the fact that the false or the foolish shepherd of the foolish shepherd of Zechariah 11 has an emphasis on being the same sort of shepherd that the good shepherd is, which Jesus contrasts himself with. And so that also seems to be suggesting that the foolish shepherd is a stand-in for Jesus, which would be the Antichrist rather than the false prophet. So then another thing that was mentioned by this person in this question was that Merrill Unger was the only person they'd run into that makes the distinction between the false, foolish shepherd of Zechariah 11 and the Antichrist. In other words, that he doesn't take the foolish shepherd to be the Antichrist, whereas others do. Well, let's take a look at that. So here is that what the questioner said. I found only one man from my studies who makes the distinction, and he was Merrill Unger. And then the quote is from his book, Zechariah the Prophet or Messiah's Glory. And, quote, moreover, the raising up of the shepherd in the land can only refer to Israel's land contextually, but does not rule out the foolish shepherd's sway far beyond this limited sphere. Well, I agree that the land in the context there is Israel's land. But I also have a reference from Merrill Unger, which is his commentary on the Old Testament, and the prophecy of the character of the false shepherd at Zechariah 11:16. He says, quote, "The false shepherd," and then in parentheses, "the Antichrist," is described in salient contrast to the shepherd, the Christ. And then he goes on to talk about it, and notice the same phrase here. He says that the Lord will raise up a shepherd in the land, and he says, yeah, that's Israel's land contextually, which I agree. But then he goes on to say that it doesn't rule out the foolish shepherd's sway far beyond the limited sphere. Well, why does he include that phrase? That's a clue that he's trying to explain that even though this foolish shepherd is raised up in the land, that his sphere of operation is a lot greater than that. And why he's saying that, because he believes that the false shepherd is the Antichrist. So, in conclusion, I would say two different things. One is prepositions matter. In Zechariah 11, the shepherd is raised up in the land, and it doesn't necessarily speak of his origin. I mean, it could potentially, but it's not necessarily speaking of his origin. It's speaking of where he's going to operate and where he's going to have influence. In Revelation 13:11, it talks about the false prophet, and he is out of the land or earth. And that out of is not the same as in, and it does speak of origin. So those differences are reasons why people don't necessarily conclude that they're one and the same. The other thing I would say is when we use citations, we have to be careful, because the citation that the questioner gave me, if I didn't have Unger's commentary to check it myself, I would have concluded that this person seems to believe as well that Unger thought that the foolish shepherd was not the Antichrist, but was the false prophet. But we see that, no, indeed, when we look at the full context and everything that Unger said, he believes that foolish shepherd was the Antichrist, that the foolish shepherd in Zechariah 11 is one and the same as the Antichrist and not the false prophet of Revelation 13:11. Well, I hope that helped any of you that are struggling with some of these issues about, you know, how do you deal with all these situations with these individuals. Are they three different people? Are they two different people? And, of course, we don't really know for sure the answers to those. I mean, there's still, I suppose, a conceivable possibility that the foolish shepherd isn't the Antichrist, but the reason that most people believe he is the Antichrist is because Jesus says he's the true shepherd. This one claims to be the false shepherd. And it just seems like when Jesus says, I came in my Father's name and you wouldn't receive me, another will come in his own name and him you will receive, it seems like the trade-off there is between the true shepherd and the foolish shepherd. And that would seem to be the one that has global reign and influence in Revelation 13:1, the beast. So, the one that's called the Antichrist or the Pseudo-Christ. So, but I will say that the relationship between the beast, the first and second beast in Revelation 13, the first beast being the Antichrist, the second beast being the false prophet, that relationship is got a lot of subtleties to it, and I'm quite sure that we don't have it all nailed down at this stage. I'm sure as it starts to play out, people will understand more about it.